they come out of turn number four. Mash the gas. Let's go racing.
The Young Guns get together and they collect. Race fans, let the sparks fly. It is Spark Mod Showtime.
It's time for the Tri-County Race Report.
Good morning and welcome to the Tri-County Race Report. It is brought to you by Zager's Automotive in Columbus, Uncle Gerald's Puppy Q in Norfolk, and Demon Decals of Rising City. Well, only two tracks are running until the end of the season, US 30 Speedway and the Off-Road Speedway. Well, both tracks got their races in. When we return, we're going to head on out to Thursday Night Thunder, US 30 Speedway. This is the Tri-County Race Report, brought to you by Zager's Automotive in Columbus, Uncle Gerald's Puppy Q in Norfolk, and Demon Decals in Rising City.
Pencils, notebooks, backpack, new clothes, oil, hoses, brakes.
Wait, what?
As you're checking things off your back-to-school list, Zager's Automotive in Columbus reminds you to get your vehicle ready for another school year. Have Jess and the pros at Zager's Automotive check the oil, hoses, and fill fluid levels, flush and refill the cooling system, check the brakes and brake pads, and check tire pressure and tire wear.
Check, check, check. Check, check, and check.
Zager's Automotive in downtown Columbus, 402-563-3288. Online at zagersautomotive.com. It's August, and that means you can celebrate MTV's birthday, the anniversary of Woodstock, National Fresh Breath Day, and National Toilet Paper Day at Uncle Gerald's Pub BQ in Norfolk. Planning your own summer celebration? Uncle Gerald's caters for lunch, dinner, or just because. And there's a date for that in August, too. Anytime's a great time for some tasty barbecue and a
beer
from
Uncle Gerald's.
2610 West Norfolk Avenue in Norfolk. Cole, the website?
UncleGerald'sPubBQ.com.
For race ramps, personal ramps for cars, trucks, boats, golf carts, cornhole boards, even fridge and Yeti ramps, Demon Decals. For commercial, derby and truck ramps, plus ramps for fire and police vehicles and pulling tractors, Demon Decals. T-shirts, koozies, signs, banners, and school bus kits, Demon Decals. No design fee, fast turnaround, traveling install crew, Demon Decals. Find them on Facebook at Demon Decals. Message, call, or text David Richards anytime at 402-367-8464. Demon Decals in Rising City.
You're listening to the Tri-County Race Report.
And welcome back to the Tri-County Race Report. Well, let's head on out to the home of Thursday Night Thunder, US 30 Speedway. Here's the top three in your IMCA hobbies. In third, it was the 2C of Dave Carter. Second went to the 3 of Ryan Feynman. And winning the A feature, the 52, Cameron Wilkinson. Now on to your IMCA stock cars. In third, it was the 25 exclamation point of Trevor Baker. Second went to the 5, the Shadow, Jason Wilkinson. And going to Victory Lane for the first time this season at US 30 Speedway, part of the Milford Mafia, the 22S of Shane Stutzman. Now on to the IMCA Northern Sport Mods. In third, it was the 97, the Punisher, David Johnson. Second went to the 999, the Oz, Brian Ozentowski. And bringing home the A-feature victory from Genoa, the 75 of Roddy James Robach. Now on to your Bragging Rights Limited Late Models. In third, it was 11X of Nelson Bobright. Second went to the 22Z, the Double Z-Man, Zach Zentner. And going to Victory Lane, undefeated this season at US 30 Speedway, driving the 73, that is Tad Paw Special. Now, we also had the Midwest Classic Stock Car Association there on Thursday. Here's their top three. In third, it was the Mr. 2 of Flying Ryan Check. Second went to the 12P of Brandon Proskachill. And winning the A feature, the 25 of Trevor Baker. When we return, I feel the need for speed. We're talking the Off-Road Speedway in Norfolk. This is the Tri-County Race Report, brought to you by Uncle Gerald's Pub BQ of Norfolk, Demon Decals of Rising City, and Zager's Automotive in Columbus.
It's August, and that means you can celebrate MTV's birthday, the anniversary of Woodstock, National Fresh Breath Day, and National Toilet Paper Day at Uncle Gerald's Pub BQ in Norfolk. Planning your own summer celebration? Uncle Gerald's caters for lunch, dinner, or just because. And there's a date for that in August, too. Anytime's a great time for some tasty barbecue and a
beer
from
Uncle Gerald's.
2610 West Norfolk Avenue in Norfolk. Cole, the website?
UncleGerald'sPubbyKey.com.
For race ramps, personal ramps for cars, trucks, boats, golf carts, cornhole boards, even fridge and Yeti ramps, Demon Decals. For commercial, derby and truck ramps, plus ramps for fire, police vehicles, and pulling tractors, Demon Decals. T-shirts, koozies, signs, banners, and school bus kits, Demon Decals. No design fee, fast turnaround, traveling install crew, Demon Decals. Find them on Facebook at Demon Decals. Message, call, or text David Richards anytime at 402-367-8464. Demon Decals in Rising City.
Pencils, notebooks, backpack, new clothes, oil, hoses, brakes.
Wait, what?
As you're checking things off your back-to-school list, Zegers Automotive in Columbus reminds you to get your vehicle ready for another school year. Have Jess and the pros at Zegers Automotive check the oil, hoses, and fill fluid levels, flush and refill the cooling system, check the brakes and brake pads, and check tire pressure and tire wear.
Check, check, check. Check, check, and check.
Zegers Automotive in downtown Columbus, 402-563-3288. Online at ZegersAutomotive.com.
You're listening to the Tri-County Race Report.
Welcome back to the Tri-County Race Report. Well, I feel the need... The need for speed, we're talking the off-road speedway on Saturday, August 25th. Here's the top three in your IMCA Sport Compacts. In third, it was the 12X of Parker Bulbright. Second went to the 21R of Ramsey Meyer. And the A-feature winner, driving a double-aught buckshot, it's the coach, Shannon Paw Special. Now on to your IMCA Hobbies. In third, it was the 26th of Jeremy Hoskinson. Second went to the 96th of Gage Cook. And going to Victory Lane for the very first time in a hobby, the sixth of Wyatt Lehman. We also had a first-time winner in the IMCA stock cars. Here's your top three. In third, it was the 53K of Mike Kramer. Second went to the 52 of Kyle Wilkinson. And going to Victory Lane for the very first time in his career, the 12T of Tanner Pettit. Now on to your IMCA Northern Sport Mods. In third, it was the 1J of Kobe Lightning Langenberg. Second went to the 1T, the Rocket, Robbie Tom. And going to Victory Lane, the 97, the Punisher, David Johnson. Now on to your Bragging Rights Limited Late Models. In third, it was the 36 of Jim Johnson. Second went to the Killer B 78 of Travis Berkeley. And going to Victory Lane, the 35 of Robert Osborne. When we return, well, I'll give you the upcoming schedules this week for US 30 Speedway and the Off-Road Speedway. This is the Tri-County Race Report, brought to you by Demon Decals of Rising City, Zegers Automotive of Columbus, and Uncle Gerald's Pubby Q in Norfolk.
For race ramps, personal ramps for cars, trucks, boats, golf carts, cornhole boards, even fridge and Yeti ramps, Demon Decals. For commercial, derby and truck ramps, plus ramps for fire, police vehicles, and pulling tractors, Demon Decals. T-shirts, koozies, signs, banners, and school bus kits, Demon Decals. No design fee, fast turnaround, traveling install crew, Demon Decals. Find them on Facebook at Demon Decals. Message, call, or text David Richards anytime at 402-367-8464. Demon Decals in Rising City.
Pencils, notebooks, backpack, new clothes, oil, hoses, brakes.
Wait, what?
As you're checking things off your back-to-school list, Zegers Automotive in Columbus reminds you to get your vehicle ready for another school year. Have Jess and the pros at Zegers Automotive check the oil, hoses, and fill fluid levels, flush and refill the cooling system, check the brakes and brake pads, and check tire pressure and tire wear.
Check, check, check. Check, check, and check.
Zegers Automotive in downtown Columbus, 402-563-3288. Online at ZegersAutomotive.com. It's August, and that means you can celebrate MTV's birthday, the anniversary of Woodstock, National Fresh Breath Day, and National Toilet Paper Day at Uncle Gerald's Pub BQ in Norfolk. Planning your own summer celebration? Uncle Gerald's caters for lunch, dinner, or just because. And there's a date for that in August, too. Anytime's a great time for some tasty barbecue and a
beer
from
Uncle Gerald's.
2610 West Norfolk Avenue in Norfolk. Cole, the website?
UncleGerald'sPubbyKey.com.
It's time for the Promoter of the Week on the Tri-County Race Report.
Welcome back, everybody, as we continue along at another Tri-County Race Report. Ryan Cuff in the studio this morning with, once again, our promoters of the week in US 30 Speedway promoters, Angie Johnson and Bobby Lincoln. A very busy Thursday night coming up this week here to wrap up the month of August. It is Thursday Night Thunder presented to you by RE/MAX. And, well, we'll start off with you, Angie. Talk about all the festivities going on this Thursday night. It's going to be a night that people aren't going to want to miss.
Good morning, Ryan. Yes, the RE/MAX agents here in Columbus have pulled together, and they are treating our drivers right. For our Extreme Automotive IMCA Modifies, they are doing $1,000 to win. For Zegers Automotive IMCA Sport Mods, $700 to win. VT's Bar IMCA Stock Cars, $750 to win. And our CNC Repair Hobby Stocks, $250 to win. And then we will also have our gotchas there as well.
And, of course, you guys also have a lot of other cool things going on. You were talking about the Good Old Time Racing Association out there. Of course, 50-50 Raffle is also going to be going for a good cause this week. You want to talk about that, how people can participate?
Yes, RE/MAX is doing a 50-50 raffle for Officer Wengler that was injured in a shooting here in Columbus about a month and a half ago or so. They will be selling them on site. They are also providing popsicles at intermission for all the kids as well.
Well, that's awesome. And Bobby, let's go ahead and turn to you. You know, these big specials now this time of year always seems like they draw a lot of cars, especially $1,000 to win in the modifieds. I know you guys, the first night of the year, you had 30-plus modifieds out there. We'll see if we can get at least 20 out there for this Thursday. Of course, just a few weeks ago, you had a really good car count in your sport mods. Well, this is going to be increased purse for them, too. And, of course, the stock car is probably one of the most competitive classes. Is going to be really good car count pretty much in every class this Thursday.
Yes, I'm expecting, you know, right around that 20-25 cars in pretty much all the classes. And the racing out here this year has been tremendous with widening the racetrack back out to 105 foot wide and making it racy from top to bottom. The drivers are loving it.
And, you know, what are some of your plans for the rest of the year here? I know you guys got some big dates coming up after this Thursday.
Well, we'll be off next week for the IMCA Super Nationals in Boone, Iowa. And then we'll come back and, Angie can correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe it is Late Model Championship Night. And then the following week will be Championship Night for all the classes. And then the 28th and 29th is the 22nd annual Abe Lincoln Memorial.
And, of course, the cool thing about this Thursday as well is, you know, the Abe Lincoln Memorial, the second night is your really big increased purse night. And the guys that win this Thursday also receive a provisional into that night of the Abe Lincoln. Is that right?
That is correct. They get into the show, they can use that provisional.
That's awesome, and I know you guys do have information out now for the Abe Lincoln Memorial. Would you like to kind of debut with everyone all some of the great things going on that weekend?
We have our 22nd annual Abe Lincoln Memorial sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Friday, September 28th, we'll be starting racing at 8 o'clock. Grandstand admission will be 15 adults. Pit pass is 30. There is no registration fees for the drivers, and the breakdown of the purse can be found online. Saturday, September 29th, we'll be starting at 6 p.m., same entry fees for everyone with an even more increased purse. Everything will be draw, read, and no registration fees. So this will be a great way for the guys to come get the last of the IMCA points that will be out there with not a lot of money up front.
Yeah, that's awesome. And those big races at the end of the year always draw good car counts. Of course, the Good Old Time Racing Association are going to be back in town that weekend along with the Midwest Classic Stock Cars. Well, you guys have any more state-of-the-track addresses or anything you want everyone to know about to coming up this Thursday in the coming weeks?
No, the points battles are heating up, and it's going to be close, and I have a feeling every class is going to come down to the very last race.
Yeah, you ain't going to want to miss this Thursday because it's going to be some of the best racing you're going to see.
Yeah, definitely looking forward to being out there with you guys this Thursday. Once again, start time is 8 o'clock, hot laps at 7:30, and it's also very affordable to get into the stands. That's the beauty of dirt track racing. You can bring the whole family out there for not so bad a price. You know, adults are $12. 12 to 17, $6, 11 and under are free. Get on out to the US 30 Speedway this Thursday night. Increased purse in all four classes, and of course, the addition of the Good Old Time Racing Association. Thanks a lot, guys, for talking with us, and we'll meet with you before the Abe Lincoln.
Thank you.
And we'll continue along with more of your Tri-County Race Report when we come back.
You're listening to the Tri-County Race Report.
The following commercial for Uncle Gerald's is brought to you by the letter B, which stands for barbecue, as in baked beans, burnt ends, and
bacon.
B is also for birthday, Jared's in this case, so stop by and wish him well. For barbecue,
beer,
catering, Matty Ray's Bloody Mary mix, and more, head for
Uncle Gerald's,
2610 West Norfolk Avenue in Norfolk.
Stop in or call 402-379-2438.
Online at
UncleGerald'sBBQ.com.
For race ramps, personal ramps for cars, trucks, boats, golf carts, cornhole boards, even fridge and Yeti ramps, Demon Decals. For commercial, derby and truck ramps, plus ramps for fire police vehicles and pulling tractors, Demon Decals. T-shirts, koozies, signs, banners, and school bus kits, Demon Decals. No design fee, fast turnaround, traveling install crew, Demon Decals. Find them on Facebook at Demon Decals. Message, call, or text David Richards anytime at 402-367-8464. Demon Decals in Rising City.
Want to have the coolest vehicle in town this summer? Get an AC checkup at Zegers Automotive in Columbus. The pros at Zegers will check the belts, hoses, and fans, check for leaks, and check the refrigerant. Jess and his staff are ASE certified, use high-tech diagnostic equipment, and back their work with an 18-month, 18,000-mile nationwide warranty. If you want to have the coolest vehicle in town this summer, schedule an AC checkup today at Zegers Automotive, downtown Columbus. 402-563-3288. Online at ZegersAutomotive.com.
You're listening to the Tri-County Race Report.
Welcome back to the Tri-County Race Report. Well, going on at US 30 Speedway on this coming Thursday, it'll be Thursday night Modified Thunder. 1,000 to win in the IMCA Modifieds, 700 to win in the IMCA Northern Sport Mods, 750 to win in the Class 2 Tough to Tame, the IMCA Stock Cars, and 250 to win in the IMCA Hobby Stocks. Going on at the Off-Road Speedway on Saturday, it will be Championship Night. This has been the Tri-County Race Report, brought to you by Zegers Automotive in Columbus, Uncle Gerald's Puppy Q in Norfolk, and Demon Decals in Rising City. Until next time, Nebraska, keep the racing to the track.